While isolation, venting, and purging help prepare a system for maintenance, repressurizing is usually performed after the maintenance or repairs have been completed. Where possible, repressurization should be done remotely without an operator present at the valve where it is occurring. Such a valve should never be located in an area where egress from the area is impeded in any way. When an oxygen line is being repressurized, it is important to manage the line velocities. High line velocities can result in high energy impacts between particles and the piping or equipment material. This impingement can result in localized heating and ignition. To minimize line velocities, it is important that a line is repressurized slowly and that the pressure across the valve is equalized before fully opening the valve. Since the line velocity usually depends on the pressure differential, it is important to make sure that the change in pressure in a line is not rapid. Rapid, near-instantaneous repressurization can cause ignition by adiabatic compression. Let's look at an example in a main oxygen line with the main valve closed. Since there is a much higher pressure on the one side of the main valve as compared to the other side, there is a high pressure differential across the valve.